Hey, everybody. Today on the Charlie Kirk Show, there is a stunning increase in death that is now becoming publicly available that no one can seem to explain. We dive into that and so much more. If you want to subscribe to the Charlie Kirk Show podcast, you take out your podcast application, type in Charlie Kirk Show, hit subscribe in the upper right-hand corner by hitting the plus sign, Charlie Kirk Show. Hit subscribe in the upper right-hand corner. Email us your thoughts. As always, freedom@charliekirk.com. That's freedom@charliekirk.com. And if you want to support our show and get behind the work we are doing, help us as we're building a new studio and hiring more staff, charliekirk.com/support. That's charliekirk.com/support. If you want to get involved with Turning Point USA, go to tpusa.com, where we play offense with a sense of urgency to win the American culture war. That's tpusa.com, tpusa.com. There is a 40% increase in deaths for people ages 18 to 64, and it's not COVID. Buckle up. Here we go.
Charlie, what you've done is incredible here.
Maybe Charlie Kirk is on the college campus.
I want you to know we are lucky to have Charlie Kirk.
Charlie Kirk's running the White House, folks.
I want to thank Charlie. He's an incredible guy. His spirit, his love of this country. He's done an amazing job building one of the most powerful youth organizations ever created, Turning Point USA.
We will not embrace the ideas that have destroyed countries, destroyed lives, and we are going to fight for freedom on campuses across the country. That's why we are here.
Brought to you by the loan experts I trust, Andrew and Todd at Sierra Pacific Mortgage at andrewandtodd.com. There's something happening in the country that our public health officials and public health authorities should be concerned about. There's something that should make everyone press pause, and it should be a multi-institutional investigation. Now, I'm not talking in generalities. I'm not even talking about the Fauci Chinese coronavirus. I'm not talking about the pandemic. I'm talking about something that no one has an answer for. I'm talking about something that has never happened in recent American history. I'm talking about an inexplicable spike in the death rate for people ages 18 to 64. Now, don't expect this story to be in the New York Times. Don't expect this story to be in the Washington Post. They are far too busy talking about how the January 6th committee is issuing subpoenas for Rudy Giuliani. I was working out yesterday, and it was a tale of two countries at play. So they have about 10 screens. You've kind of seen that, right, Connor? They have all the screens kind of on there. I'm sending pictures from them sometimes, and I see advertisements on there that are interesting. And one, you had Tucker Carlson, and the bottom of the chyron was, "You are watching civilization collapse in real time." Not exactly small ball. Like, just basically, you're watching everything unfold. I think that actually was the chyron, wasn't it, Connor? You're watching civilization collapse in real time. And on the other screen, you had CNN literally right next to it. It said you had three people saying, including Andrew McCabe, who should be in jail, by the way. On the bottom of the chyron, it said, "January 6th committee gets closer to trying to find truth of what happened at the rally." I said, wow. One, you have a argument that the civilization is unfolding. The other one you have, I don't even know how you describe that. But this story is one that you shouldn't expect to see on CNN, MSNBC, Washington Post, New York Times, National Public Radio, Huffington Post. But this story is one that demands an explanation. Now, our public health authorities and public health officials should be judged not just on their handling of the virus, which has been abysmal. They shouldn't just be judged on the transmission of an infectious disease, which has been catastrophic, but also on the general health of a nation. Fauci is the only one that actually has a title that has infectious diseases in it. Rochelle Walensky, she's supposed to care about the general public health. Now, why this is a role of the federal government is beyond me, but that's a separate issue for a separate time. Now, this was mentioned during our conversation with Dr. Pierre Corey and Dr. Chris Martinson of our White Coat Summit, and you guys can find that on the Charlie Kirk Show podcast page. And it was so stunning. It was so shocking. I had to go back to our research team, and we had to dive into this to find the source and try to figure out an explanation. Indiana Life Insurance CEO says deaths are up 40% among people ages 18 to 64. The head of Indianapolis-based insurance company, One America, said the death rate is up a stunning 40% from pre-pandemic levels among working age people. He said this 2 weeks ago, and he said it isn't because of COVID. Now, before I play cut 62, I want you to think about it. What industry is financially invested in really caring about whether people are dying in greater numbers or not? It's the insurance industry. It's the actuaries. I grew up in the suburbs of Chicago, and whenever you would drive to O'Hare, and many of you listening on AM 560, you know exactly what I'm talking about, on 294, you would go off from Palatine Road onto 294, and you would drive by the corporate world headquarters for Allstate. And I remember my dad telling me, he's like, those people at Allstate, those actuaries, they know that you're going to get sick before you get sick. And basically the point is that these actuaries are not surprised by very much. The mathematicians behind the insurance agency, they are paid hundreds of thousands of dollars to be precise with the risk mitigation and risk management of how much money has to be paid out in claims. The insurance industry has to game out natural disasters, unexpected deaths, and especially in life insurance, they literally insure a healthy 22-year-old. They'll build a policy on the likelihood that 22-year-old is going to live to 75 years. They build entire actuarial models around that. And so you have insurance company CEOs saying, no, actually deaths are up 40% between ages 18 to 64, and it isn't COVID. Play cut 62.
And we are seeing right now the highest death rates we have ever seen in the history of this business, not just at One America. The data is consistent across every player in that business. Now, this is primarily working age people, 18 to 64, that are in employers like all the employers on the screen here. And what we saw just in third quarter, and we're seeing it continue into fourth quarter, is that death rates are up 40% over what they were pre-pandemic. Now, just to give you an idea of how bad that is, a three sigma or a 1 in 200 year catastrophe would be 10% increase over pre-pandemic. So 40% is just unheard of. And what the data is showing us is that the deaths that are being reported as COVID deaths greatly understate the actual death losses among working age people from the pandemic. It may not all be COVID on their death certificate, but deaths are up just a huge, huge numbers.
That is Scott Davison, who is the CEO of a $100 billion insurance company that is headquartered in Indianapolis, and they have customers across the country. The company has approximately 2,400 employees and sells life insurance, including group life insurance, to employers nationwide. Again, let me repeat what he said. We are seeing huge, huge numbers, and that it's not elderly people who are dying, but primarily working-age people 18 to 64. What we saw in the third quarter, and we're continuing to see it into the fourth quarter, is that death rates are up over 40% what they were pre-pandemic. Just to give you an idea of how bad that is, a three sigma, or a 1 in a 200 year catastrophe, would be a 10% increase over pre-pandemic. So 40% is just unheard of. So he says that, look, a 1 in 200 year catastrophe, a flood, a tsunami, yellow fever, would be 10%. 40% death increase for people ages 18 to 64. Now, for those of you that are listening on radio or podcasting or live stream, have you heard any of your elected officials, any of the politicians that you send to state capitals or to Washington, D.C., even mention this? a 40% increase in death amongst working age people. What could possibly explain this? I am curious what your thoughts are. Email me, freedom@charliekirk.com, as this might be the most important story. When 40% increase in deaths are happening with working age people, it's probably cause for concern beyond just a public awareness advertisement in between a football game. As you know, most of corporate America is going woke, and that includes companies who are investing your hard-earned retirement money. Well, guess what? I have finally found a financial planning and investment firm that supports our values. Pax Financial Group is headquartered in San Antonio, Texas. And here's the great news. Now you don't have to live in Texas to work with them because San Antonio is a military city. They have clients worldwide. I met this guy. He's super great. I think you should check it out. The thing that I like about Pax Financial Group is that they have biblical responsible investments. These investments screen out companies that promote abortion, pornography, alcohol, drugs, gambling, and are anti-family or anti-Christian. Look, if you have $150,000 or more in your IRA, 401ks, or other investments and want to speak with my friends at PAX, visit paxfinancialgroup.com. That's paxfinancialgroup.com. Right now, they want to offer you a free ebook to learn about biblical responsible investing. Grab this ebook right now at paxfinancialgroup.com, and let's start investing in companies that makes everybody's liberty a priority. We're getting a lot of emails, freedom@charliekirk.com. People are saying, Charlie, I had no idea that there was a 40% increase in death. And before you say, oh, that's fake news, it's not true, I trust the life insurance companies a lot more than most government agencies. They are incentivized via profit to know the likelihood of death, and they track it as their business model. And here's a question. Why is it that we had to hear about this from a life insurance company and not from our public health officials? Why is it that it had to be some kind of one-off comment in some sort of Zoom call that the CEO, Scott Davison, says, and not a straight-to-the-camera address from either a public health official, the president of the United States? Like, oh yeah, by the way, deaths are up 40% between ages 18 to 64. But do you know what the real problem is? The real problem is systemic racism. Yeah, that's the real problem. The real problem is the fact that we don't have transgender bathrooms. Indiana Life Insurance CEO says deaths are up 40% among people ages 18 to 64, but it's also up all across the country. The data is consistent everywhere, he says. Now, some states are seeing 45% increases. Some states are seeing 15% increases. And it's not attributable to COVID. So here's what we know. Here's a couple points that we know. We know that deaths among people 18 to 64 are up 40%, people that don't normally die at such a high rate, let alone a increased rate. And by the way, here's a question. The more technological advancements and the more medical advancements, shouldn't death rates be going down? Isn't the promise of modernity, life expectancy, and a better life? It's an argument I used to make, actually. I used to make an argument that markets are so good and we need trade because people are living longer. Well, now we have a 40% increase in death. People are saying they've never seen anything like this before in their history. Normally, death rates don't change at all. They are very stable. It would take something really big to affect this. This effect is a 12 sigma. That is an event that would happen by pure chance once every 2.8 to the 32nd power years. Now, I don't have my math, a doctorate in mathematics, but that's a big number, right, Connor? That's so rare, it's basically never. Others in the industry are seeing this as well. And it isn't COVID. COVID deaths are down this year for that age group. So whatever is causing this, it is bigger and more deadlier than COVID. And it's affecting nearly everyone. The CDC, by the way, is totally quiet. They're silent. They're more worried about whether or not you're wearing a mask on an airplane or exactly 6 feet away from the next person. So who's actually going to put this mystery together? Don't bother the New York Times. They're too busy trying to find out whether or not Donald Trump is hitting below par or above par at Mar-a-Lago. That's what the New York Times is concerned about. Don't ask our law enforcement agencies in New York. They're too busy trying to indict the Trump Organization because they didn't fill out their expense reports correctly. Hey, 40% increase in death. Hey, let's focus on real things, okay? Real things? Like whether or not Trump has two scoops of ice cream before he goes to bed. What are your thoughts? 40% increase in death. An inexplicable tragedy is happening all around us. Why is no one talking about it? Look, everybody, I know you love freedom and you want to defend it. And I know you love the Constitution. It's a beautiful document, and so do I. And it's the same with Hillsdale College, the best liberal arts college in America. Hillsdale's mission is pursuing truth and defending liberty. It gives its undergraduate and graduate students the best education and is working to make this education available to all, from offering free online courses to helping support K through 12 schools. But today I want to tell you about Hillsdale's amazing free monthly digest of liberty. It's called Imprimis. Over 6 million households and businesses receive Imprimis for free each month. And you can join them by subscribing right now at charlie4hillsdale.com. That's charlie4hillsdale.com. There's no strings attached while you're there. Take an online course. Take their Aristotle course. Take their Winston Churchill course. Take their Western theology course. Generous donors who love freedom make it possible for Hillsdale to send you Imprimis for free. Imprimis is one of my favorite publications, and Imprimis means in the first place. It's short, smart, useful, and fun. Start receiving your own free copy of this great digest of liberty and take an online course while you're at it. Enroll. Their Great American Story course is incredible. Visit charlie4hillsdale.com. That's charlie4hillsdale.com. Check it out right now, charlie4hillsdale.com. So one of our listeners sent us this tip, like, hey, you should check out the funeral home kind of data of this funeral home in Indiana. I said, okay. It was awfully depressing, not exactly something I would want to spend my spare time doing, but it checks out. I would say at least half of the deaths of the recent obituaries in Indiana are people under the age of 45, and a lot in early 30s or mid-30s. Somebody emailed us, freedom@charliekirk.com, and they said, Charlie, what is there to even live for these young people or for people that are there? And that is part of the strategy of the regime. They want to try to instill hopelessness. Well, Charlie, what exactly should people be excited about? The dismal future, all the good news from the Democrats, all the wonderful events that people can go without worry, the terrorists, the lack of food on the shelves, the lack of faith. Who are these young people to look forward to? The next shot, the fear to walk down the street, the fear of being kidnapped, the fear of drug cartels, the lack of seeing friends. What the blank does anyone have any to look forward to anymore? I would disagree with some of that. I happen to be a very optimistic person. I think that life is worth living. I think that there's a lot of beauty and rich and depth in life. However, I understand the sentiment. And you have to wonder whether or not it's intentional. And I hope Republicans will get the clue here. The CDC was asked about the increase in the death rate, and they were silent. So let me read this story from Gateway Pundit. Analysis of CDC data confirms 40% spike in deaths nationwide as average. Every state has a different rate or a different number, some 42%, some lower. The CDC is not commenting, though. They won't be bothered by this. The only state that did not experience an increase in death among prime-aged was New Hampshire, which saw no mortality increase and, quite shockingly, no COVID death increases in this group. Delaware, Massachusetts, and Maryland saw a 10 to 13% increase and 16% increase. Now, remember what Scott Davison said. He said that even a 10% increase should get your attention. You look at CDC data, their own website data, you dive into this. Arizona and Tennessee, Arizona, 57% increase for deaths 18 to 49. Texas, for example, 61%. A 61% increase in death. The most dramatic increase was in the South, the Midwest, and the West. super interesting. The Northeast generally saw much milder spikes. I don't know really what I would attribute that to. The only thing I could think of is that they were the first to really experience the opioid epidemic, and probably some of the efforts to try to stem that has probably been somewhat successful, having an infrastructure of clinics and therapy. I don't know. I can't possibly explain that. So what is to explain this sudden increase in death? Well, we know that 100,000 people overdosed on drugs this last year, and our public health officials seem to be uninterested in that. Over 100,000 for the first time ever. Fentanyl overdoses are now the leading cause of death for Americans ages 18 to 45. But if you're a 20-year-old that goes to college, you have to wear a mask all day. Suicide is a leading cause of death for people ages under 30. Maybe there could be other factors that are playing into this. I think it would be super interesting if anyone in the media would say, hey, did the fact that we vaccinated 100 million people, did that help or hurt the death rate? Obviously hurt for young people. I'm not saying that they're related. I'm just asking the question. We do know that the Vaccine Adverse Event Reporting System database shows a huge increase in adverse events and deaths. I think that's worthy of investigation. It's worth asking the question. We're sicker, fatter, less likely to live longer than any other time in human history. But instead, they're more worried about 9-year-olds that aren't wearing masks to schools. No, the concern of the regime is trying to root out systemic racism within our institutions. A teacher at a local public school was just caught on camera taping a mask to a student's face. That's what they're worried about. Not the fact that death rates are up 40% ages 18 to 64. I'd love your thoughts on this. freedom@charliekirk.com. Will any journalist look into this? Hope so. Thank you so much for listening, everybody. Email us your thoughts. As always, freedom@charliekirk.com. And if you want to support our show, go to charliekirk.com/support. Thank you so much for listening, everybody. God bless.
For more on many of these stories and news you can trust, go to charliekirk.com.